Grant Somm, Mid-South Regional Communications Manager for the Cotton Board, details the recent annual meeting and announces new officer elections to the Cotton Board. To learn more, visit cottonboard.org.
The Cotton Board held its annual meeting August 5th through the 7th in Austin, Texas. During this meeting, board members reviewed, analyzed, and voted to recommend Cotton Incorporated's 2026 plan and budget to the Secretary of Agriculture. The recommended budget for 2026 is $85.1 million. Cotton Incorporated's 2026 plan and budget reflects the company's continued role in defending and expanding cotton's position across all market touchpoints, while focusing on projects that create the most return on investment for program stakeholders. So during the business session, the Cotton Board also elected a new slate of officers to serve one-year terms, including Matt Farmer, a cotton producer from Dawson County, Texas, to serve as chairman. Matt Farmer and his wife Diane are both third-generation farmers. Matt has been engaged in the farming for over 30 years. They grow cotton, wheat, peanuts, and milo. Additionally, other officers were elected as well. Rusty Darby, a producer from Chester, South Carolina, was elected as vice chairman. Lori Rando, an importer from Scotch Plains, New Jersey, was elected as secretary. Adam Hatley, a producer from Mesa, Arizona, was elected as treasurer. And Akiko Inui, importer from New York City, New York, is our immediate past chair. So leadership within the cotton organizations is a great opportunity for producers as well as importers to give their knowledge to cotton producers across the Cotton Belt.